Bangin' bears, bangin' bears, time to bang some bears. Bangin' bears, bangin' bears, time to bang some bears. If you got some beers to bring, you know we're always down to hang. One or two or three more, come see what we've got in store. A beer for you and a beer for me, one and one, that makes three. So if you think you're down to hang, come and join the banging gang. Banging beers, time to bang some beers. Banging beers, time to bang some beers.
In 3, 2, 1, here we are. Now we're good. Now we got an image. You can see our faces. All right, take two. We are here, Banging Beers Podcast. If you guys like what you hear, make sure you hit that like, share, subscribe button, no matter what platform you're listening on. If this is something you're enjoying, we always do have just the audio only. You can look, you can search us on all music platforms as well as the anywhere you could find podcasts. So Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, or whatever they're called. I don't know. Apple Play or whatever. I'm not sure. But yeah, the links will be below. There's a link tree. You can follow all that. We do have merchandise if you want to get a cool logo with that cool skeleton banging a beer, I guess we'll call it. That's there. Today's the Warwick Farms episode. We got a hazy, two pilsners, a double IPA, and an Oktoberfest, which will be next week, will be our last Oktoberfest episode, which I think will be the biggest Oktoberfest episode because we actually have Oktoberfest that beer was on that episode. Yeah. we made a blunder episode or two ago. We were like, oh, these are Oktoberfest, and they were October themed beers, but they weren't really Oktoberfest.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Well, that wasn't you know, so much on us because we went and bought beers that we thought were Oktoberfest because we just see them on the shelves, and Oktoberfest came out in like July, so it was hard to like get everything ready so fast. But today we are doing Warwick Farm Brewing Company. They are out of Jamison, Pennsylvania. I don't think they have any for so on PA Brew Review, and it says food unknown, TVs unknown, outdoor seating unknown. It's pretty much everything's unknown. So I think they're just someone, they brew and they kind of just find places to distribute. I don't think they have any indoor seatings or anything like that yet. I could be wrong. If anyone else has anything up there.
I'm pulling their website up.
Yeah, their websites and their Facebook and Instagram are all linked below, so you guys can check them out and show them some support. They have made 133 beers total in their existence. They average a 4.09, so they do make some good beers here. So they are very sought after. And we're gonna start here with the first one, which is gonna be called the Impossible Illusion beer. So this is a 7.5 ABV. It's a hazy IPA that highlights our favorite Australian hops, Vic's Secret, Ella, Topaz, and they were used for a tropical fruit, intense citrus, and pineapple flavors. So I definitely get the pineapple immediately. But here we are for another Sunday episode here.
Impossible Illusion.
Yeah. This has been checked in 256 check-ins total on Untappd. It averages a 4.15. So immediately starting out of the gate, a beer that averages a 4. So let's see what we got here. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I don't want to say anything before you guys.
That's good.
That's good.
That's unbelievable.
Juicy.
Let's see what those descriptions here are for this one. Citrusy, tropical, creamy, smooth, and pineapple. I agree with all that. That pineapple's real nice in there.
Yep.
Not super hoppy.
There's a little hop at the end for me.
Yeah?
Yep.
It's not. I think it's smoother than anything, though.
Yeah, it is smooth. Might be more. The citrusy is definitely there. I'm picking up some hop at the end.
Wow. That's really good. I mean, it's a 7.5, so I wouldn't say it's an all-dayer. Maybe a little, maybe.
Half-dayer.
Well, even that's well camouflaged as well.
Yeah.
I didn't notice that before. I was surprised when you said that.
Yeah, 7.5.
You absolutely cannot taste it. This has a kick to it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it is. This is out of a obviously a can. You can see here on the table, and but I'm checking in as obviously we check these on as tasters because we're not drinking the full can of it. You want to go first on this one?
Me?
Yeah. What do you think of it?
Good. I think the flavor profile on Untappd is spot on. Citrusy, creamy, smooth, pineapple. Definitely can pick up the pineapple. As like I said, I picked up some hop at the end. Not very hoppy. I gave it a I lean 3.5.
3.5, wow.
Yeah.
Bob?
I'm going to give this a 4, to be honest. It's delicious. Everything on the flavor profile is there. I'm liking the pineapple, and to me, the citrus has kind of a grapefruit bend to it, and mm-hmm. I get that on the end when the hops kick in. Like I said before, the alcohol is completely hidden. This could be dangerous.
Yeah.
And it's no complaints here. Solid 4.
So if you are, I haven't been very consistent with it, but with the scores and the check-ins, I'm trying not to score on Untappd because I kind of want to. Everybody else is scoring, so if you want to follow everybody else on Untappd, you're more than welcome to. But on my page, I'm trying not to score because I'm trying to lean more towards come check out the episode type mm-hmm. deal. But I would give this a 4.25. I really like this a lot. This is a great beer here. If you want to get the FYT pills pulled up.
You want me to read it?
Yeah, sure. I have this. I've had this one before.
What's the Untappd?
Yeah, it's FYT pills.
I'll read it from here.
Yep. I'll crack it while you're.
Warwick Farm Brewing FYT Pils, our award-winning unfiltered pilsner that uses flavored floor hop malts and is hopped generously with a floral noble hop. It has a balanced malt and hop flavor that is easy drinking yet flavorful. We choose to keep this unfiltered by allowing the yeast to naturally drop over time at cold temperatures.
Yeah, so I had this before. I'm looking at my score because I did check this in before, but I didn't hate it. I gave it like an average, I guess, a little above average.
393 check-ins with an average of 3.91.
I had two French check-ins, and they both gave it 4s.
3.75 for me.
Have you gave it a 3.5, and
yep.
The other friend gave it a 4.
Yeah, the Pilgrim boys gave this both 4s. Let me drink this. Let me get this one more. I gave it a 3.5 first time around. This is when I was just getting back into, like, for me when I had this, I guess this is like when I was like diving more into the pill games again. Like, I was like, man, I want as many pills and lagers as I could find. So I gave it a 3.5. I did like it. If I were to change, I would go 3.75. I'm not quite at a 4 for this one for a pills, but I do really, really enjoy this. I think if you poured this in someone's glass that was looking for a normal pilsner from a domesticated beer, this is going to be fine for them. You can sneak this in any bar room in School County, and they wouldn't know the difference. You know what I mean? Like, it's not going to be something they're like.
Nobody would go, what the hell's in my glass?
Yeah. Nobody. It's like I said. It'll blend in real nice with a domesticated beer. It's an all-dayer. You can enjoy these. I'm not sure exactly what these go for a 4-pack or whatever. But if the price is right, this would be something I would pick up and enjoy, like an all-dayer. Just take them, enjoy. At a party or something, this is a good beer. I would go 3.75. I would bump my score up a little bit, but yeah, it's crisp, earthy, hoppy, delicate, and light. And I agree with all those comparisons for that one. What do you think, Pops?
Trying to pick up the earthy, but and the hoppy. I don't find it very hoppy.
It's hoppy at the end for me.
At the end,
too, yeah. I get malty and a little bit of earthy up front.
Yep.
And there are touch of hops on the finish.
Yeah, I was gonna say hops at the end on the back end, but not very strong. I'm really not picking up the earthy as much as the malt.
Okay. So since last episode, Friday, has anyone done anything beer related or try anything, or just trying to stall a little bit here, I guess, because we are kind of flying through again?
They had a food truck at Stoker's yesterday. Went down there for dinner with the missus, and actually ran into like three different groups of friends. They had a pretty good group out there. I was there for maybe 3 hours.
Nice. Is that like your home spot? Like that's your go to, right? Stoker's.
I go to the other one too. I go to Revere mm-hmm. too, but I mean it's
you bounce back and forth.
I can walk to Revere in less than 5 minutes from my house.
Okay.
Or I'm sorry, I can walk to Stoker's in less than 5 minutes from my house.
And we did you did pick up a Stoker's pumpkin.
Correct.
So we'll have that next. Well, no, it wouldn't be next week. It would be in
2 weeks.
2 weeks. We may bust it out next week though, because it isn't a crowler. I wouldn't want to sit on it too long. We'll probably sneak a pumpkin in next week just to kind of kick us off. We'll say. So we'll do a pumpkin next week to kind of so we're not sitting on a because it's not like it's a can mm-hmm. or something, you know, or you know what I mean. I don't want to do a disservice because we sat on it for 2 weeks.
Sure.
You know, so we'll definitely sneak that in on Friday, and that'll be our kickoff to the pumpkins. We have a lot of pump. We're going to be drinking so much pumpkin, we're going to turn into one. It's going to be out of control.
Mm. I don't know if you have it yet already, but I did a beer trade with a friend today, and he gave me New Trails pumpkin beer. I can bring that along, too, if you want.
The only New Trail one I think we have is the zombie one.
Oh, that's it. Yeah. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
I don't know if I've ever had it.
We have that one in the fridge. Andrew got that one. Yesterday we had services for my aunt that passed away, and we went. There was beer everywhere. It was a lot of domestic beer, though. I mean, we were cracking crafties and kind of sneaking them in there enough. The breakfast stout went over really well. That's sitting in the fridge for an episode that someone gave us, and we went and picked up. No, this is a beer episode, but we went and picked up Jim Beam Peach and Jim Beam Apple. The peach was good.
Peach is okay.
I can't compare it to Crown Apple or Peach because I haven't tried it yet. But the Jim Beam Apple, I think it's better than the Crown, and it's better price point.
Yeah, I like the Apple. Jim Beam Apple was really good. The Peach, Crown Royal Peach is definitely a stronger peach flavor.
Okay.
A little on a sweeter than a Jim Beam. And for me, the Jim Beam had that artificial peach flavor.
Yeah.
Oh, geez.
It wasn't bad. It wasn't horrible. But Crown Royal is better.
I'm burping up a seafood salad right now.
I'm burping up this beer.
Beer and seafood salad.
So how are you liking Warwick Farm, guys?
So far, two in. We're two really in. Enjoying it. Impossible was fantastic. And I've had this pills before. So I gave it a 2.5 bump up from last time.
Okay.
Now we're on the Tiki Transfusion. Bob's going to read that one off
there
for us.
There you go, yeah.
While you're reading it. Yeah. I have an IPA glass and a pills glass because we really don't have anything else, like dark-wise.
Well, that's always a good thing, right?
No, it's not.
IPA, pills, lager, IPA.
Tiki Transfusion, a double IPA dry hopped with Citra, 586 and Sabro hops. Expect flavors and aromas that include tropical, passion fruit, tangerine, and coconut. Oats were added to the mash to create an increased mouthfeel. Listed flavor profile is tropical, smooth, creamy, hoppy, and grassy.
There you go, 397 check-ins. It once again averages a 409, and this is an 8.2. So,
yeah, they really hit you a little bit with the ABVs.
Yeah, the last one, the Impossible for a 7.5, did not drink like a 7.5 at all.
Yeah, they really hide it. Like I had most of these just to try them out. I think you might actually like the Maize for Days. It really has a corn flavor to it.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you really wanted to taste like a Pilsner that has a corn flavor to it, great introductory beer. Also, the Impossible Illusion is actually really decent because it has like a different type of hop profile to it than two. Like you were saying, it hides the ABV very well. I thought that was a really smooth IPA overall.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have this one yet, so I'll try that one in a little bit after the Tiki Transfusion just to get a little.
Yeah, you ordered these off online from Warwick?
Actually, my buddy got these for me, and he ordered them. And his buddy, it was kind of like a friend ordered them for my friend, and then I got them then too.
Okay, so you can order Warwick Farm online. You can go to the website and order mm-hmm. beers and have them shipped to you in Pennsylvania. They don't have like a restaurant or indoor seating or anything. They're not at that level yet.
They have like an outside area, pretty much, like just to get away from like the whole COVID situation.
That's like I had their webpage up, yeah. And apparently it's not just a trendy name that it's a farm. It is really on a farm,
mm-hmm.
and that's part of the allure of it. Where the brewery and its buildings are is based on a hilltop with a scenic overlook, mm-hmm. and. There's like picnic tables out in the yard and stuff. It says that they plan to open a small tap room in the future, but for now, yeah, it's apparently all outdoor and carry out stuff.
Okay.
Which you kind of appreciate then too, because just with everything with COVID going on, like you really want something to be like, okay, here's what we do. We're going to separate yous, you know, in like little groups.
Well, I don't think there was
packs,
ever anything indoor before, but I mean, just looking at the pictures of that, that all looks nice. Yeah, beautiful.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, were you ever at Eight Oaks before? It's a micro distillery at the bottom of the Blue Mountain when you go down the Allentown side.
I've passed it many times. Every time I go by, they're closed.
I mean, but like they actually for a long time, I don't know if they stopped yet, but when the COVID thing got bad, they actually stopped making, they were one of the first ones, they stopped making booze, and they actually used all their alcohol to make hand sanitizer.
Wow. Yeah. Cheddar Flags is doing that too.
Mm-hmm. But it's kind of like the same thing. Everything behind it is a farm, and picnic tables outside.
Probably all family owned.
And they say they are, and then they're all veterans
cool.
too.
Nice. Oh, cool.
And you know, it's nice. It's as long as the weather helps you, you have a nice view. And actually, most of the farm that you see, like they grow they're the whole thing. They grow their own grain. They malt their own stuff. They do everything
wow.
there. And,
that's awesome. You could definitely tell. I mean, these are so far three in. These are fantastic beers.
What's really cool about this place too? My one buddy really ranted and raved about this place. He's like, "Oh, Warwick Farm! I could get Warwick Farm," and I'm thinking, "Oh, okay, whatever." You know what I mean? Like, kind of like brushing it off. But you know, getting these particular ones, especially having our Mars in for the Oktoberfest episode, then too, and then I know you like pilsners, lagers. And I was like, you know what? Let's do it. Let's get these five and roll yeah. the dice. You
so
know?
So this is an 8.2. Does not drink like one. It's, yeah. This is extremely creamy. Like you start drinking this, there's no hop for me at all. There's no booziness.
Let me see
one. It's one of those ones that it kind of is like an evergreen to me. Where when Evergreen made that one,
it's the magic of oats.
Yeah, it drinks like it has no temperature either. Like even though the glass is cold,
it doesn't feel cold in your mouth.
It doesn't. It's just so, it's like a nice feel.
I know what you're going with. I remember Tattered Flags beer actually had the same thing, or it was one of those beers.
It was Evergreen.
Had. Evergreen, you're yeah. right. It was their. Social distancing.
Mm-hmm.
Is there social distancing? That's exactly what it was. So.
Yeah, that's excellent. Wow.
I think the Impossible Illusion, for me, the Impossible Illusion and the Tiki are about the same.
I would agree.
Almost identical. If it wasn't for the ABV, I probably could not tell them apart if you blindfolded.
Oh wait, no, you mean like taste wise?
Yeah,
no
yeah.
way.
They were.
This is
they
way
were almost,
more pineapple and fruity.
Well, that's, they were almost the same for me.
The second this hit my tongue, I could tell there was oats in it.
Oh, yeah. These are two. Yeah. For me, they're two completely different beers.
I didn't pick it up. I don't know.
Take another sip of that.
I like to taste the Tiki Transfusion because it has the Citra and the Sabro, and like we always have a problem with Sabro hops. And they combined three hops together and made a decent, you know, double IPA out of it. I'm like,
this is like drinking a creamy cloud. I get all oat. I get no citrus, no nothing in this at all.
It really tastes.
And that one tastes like straight pineapple grapefruit.
Now, I'm getting really pineapple out of this now.
Negligible for me.
Wow, maybe you're the same. You're the same when it comes to IPAs as I was with stouts. It was hard for me to pull things out.
Let me try.
I'm here to tell you they're too. Go listening.
I'll tell you very. I'll tell you in a little bit.
He's high. Now. He's high right now. Wait, if he goes back to work, drug test him. He's out of control.
But yeah, like as soon as it hits the tongue, I can tell that there's oats in there.
Yeah.
The smooth, creamy mouthfeel. Again, just like the other one, I find it hard to believe that that's 8%. But,
yeah.
You know, because you cannot taste it at all.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
And underneath the creamy, you get the tropical fruits. It goes down smooth. That's another one that's dangerous.
Yeah. That for me, I'm gonna do the. I gave what Impossible 4.25. I believe I gave the Impossible Illusion 2.4. I would also do a Tiki Transducers. I really want to lean.
I'd go a higher one on that one.
I would lean towards almost a 2.5, but I'll stick with the 4.25 on that one as well. I think they're both amazing. The only reason I would lean more towards the 4.5 on that is because it's an 8.2. It is a double, and for how smooth that is, I don't mind the oats. I don't know if it's just the hot profile, but maybe the earthiness for that one for me. If it had a little more of a different flavor profile, like everything about the beer is amazing. It's super smooth. It goes down nice and easy. It's super high ABV, but just like when it comes to just the taste in general, I like it. But if it had maybe like a Galaxy hop flavor, maybe not Sabra, I don't know. Once again, I'm not a brewer. I don't know anything about it. But I think if it had, if this beer had the creaminess and the smoothness, but had this flavor profile, it would be a 5.
You would definitely dig that. Yeah. I like senior.
Go ahead.
Senior, I'm not gonna lie. You are pretty high when it comes to IPAs. There's a huge difference.
There's not much difference.
A little bit of a like an abrupt, like more of an abrupt flavor to the hazy IPA, and the double IPA again is what we're talking about. Super smooth.
I get
more of like a pint, like. The way the label looks on here, I'm tasting like a little bit of the pineapple and like making it super smooth then too. This is an enjoyable double IPA.
I found pineapple
a little bit on that. Wow. A little pineapple juice on that.
I found this to be creamy, smooth, smoother than this one. But the taste, for me, the taste was almost identical.
So I gave the first one a 4. And the oats giving this the creamy mouthfeel made the difference. I gave this one a 4.2, but I agree with you. If you could put that into this flavor, you just hit a grand slam.
Yeah,
you can definitely tell that there's Vic's Secret hops in the Impossible Illusion. Mm-hmm. With that, you can really taste it in there. A little bit of a like a drier hop. It's kind of like what we lean towards because we like those Australian hops, like Galaxy. Vic Seeker is one of those ones as well.
I'm the Simon Cowell for these. I gave him a 3.5. Hey,
we got
okay.
The, what it is. We got the chat saying drinking some Jim Beam with apple and some ginger ale while watching the Steelers kick butt. Thank you, Aunt Mary, for hanging out. And then, wow, it's the aunt day today.
Go Steelers D! I need them to score big in my fantasy.
I have them in fantasy as well. And Arlene is hanging out with us today, and
oh, cool.
It says dad is losing his taste buds. He's getting old.
It's the Rona.
It's the Rona. It's all the beer we drank yesterday. Yeah. Thank you guys. Two of my aunts hanging out watching some beer podcasts. That's
hello,
cool.
Aunts. How are you?
all right. Let's. Did everyone score this?
I did. I gave it the Simon Cowell 3.5.
The meh.
You know what?
Meh.
Okay, going on because I came a little bit late. I would give this one like a 3.75.
That would be the Impossible Illusion.
The Impossible Illusion. The FYI Pilsner or FYT Pils. I didn't care for that one. I thought that was a little bit more brash than other lagers.
It's a little hoppier than a Pilsner should be,
and
but
I'm
liked
like,
it.
Eh, it's okay. I'll give like a 2.5. The Tiki Transfusion is definitely going to be a 4.25 for me.
Okay.
So that I really enjoyed that one when I had that. So definitely one of those double IPAs to really be president accounting for.
I don't. At this point, I have no idea. Do you want to pull? Want to pull up Maze for Days on your phone, Ben?
And you can read off. I certainly can.
Told you.
No, I just. I don't know which one's my IPA glass, which one's my Pilsner glass.
Now we know. Now I know that we were like into the maize. Well, the maize pilsners because of the Golden Gun Lager that
That label
Andy
that,
Hare
that,
did.
That label has seen better days. It sucks that label is going to shit.
Yeah, I know. I hate it. But man, was that really a good? I actually rated that really high too.
Yeah.
So I was looking high hopes. I was thinking, all right, let's get that 425 magic. So
on the Not Cool in High School page, we one of the questions was, who was your favorite Catwoman? And it did really, really well, and everyone was voting their favorite Catwomans. So I made a post saying, well, let's rate our favorite Bonds. And I put all the Bonds in there. And then I pulled out my James Bond collection. I have the entire James Bond collection on Blu-ray. And then the only one I needed was the last one, Spectre, that I've never seen. So I think me, Heidi, are going to have a Bond weekend where we're just going to watch all the Bonds.
I mean, Sean Connery, he's number one. Sean Connery.
Eartha Kitt and Sean Connery.
Yeah.
But I grew up with Roger Moore.
Okay, Roger
Moore. Sean Connery was a little before my time.
I did too, but then in the 80s when everything became available on video cassette and going back and watching the stuff that predated me.
I never did that.
And especially when you look at it in the aspect of, the society back then. Sean Connery.
Mine was Brosnan, so he'd be high on my list.
Well, yeah, because I grew up with Roger Moore,
mm-hmm.
but Pierce Brosnan was also pretty good as a
yeah, he really
007.
Was.
I never watched any of the Sean Connery ones, never really went back to watch them. I can't really say if Sean Connery was better or not.
And then Daniel Craig took the character to almost like the Transporter, where like crazy fight scenes and just like made him a badass.
I didn't see anything after Pierce Brosnan.
Yeah,
I remember like TNN or like Spike TV would always go like the whole entire month. They would run the whole entire like Bond series, and like they'd go from Connery and then like Dalton and then Roger Moore.
Wait, who's the one that everyone put last? Lansbury?
That guy from one, he did one movie.
He did only one movie,
George,
and that was
the guy after
Lazenby.
Sean Connery.
George Lazenby.
Yeah, he did one movie when Connery wanted more money, and then they brought him in on spite because they didn't want to pay Sean Connery $1 million. They did one movie, and then they brought Sean Connery.
They're like,
call Ricky Wetzel.
Said, yeah, we're sorry.
We're sorry.
This is going to be the first time we're going to mention this. Ricky Wetzel, we're going to get him on the line because he knows all his shit, too. He's a big Bond guy.
Are you home tomorrow, or are you going back?
I am home tomorrow. I have a meeting, and then I'm going back tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night? Okay, never mind then. I thought you were like taking the day. As I say, I'll bring a DVD over. We'll watch it. But
No. I got to go back tomorrow night.
But how can you not like Pierce Brosnan with GoldenEye and like,
well, GoldenEye the video game.
Yeah, well, that's how we grew up with it then too. Yeah. So like, and of course he was a good Bond too. But besides the point, I'll read off Maze for Days.
Yeah, go ahead.
It is a Warwick Farm Brewing Pilsner that clocks in at 5% alcohol by volume, and they're from Jameson, PA. They're like outside like Philadelphia area. A Pilsner brew with just the right touch of maize. It's an easy drinking Pilsner for the hardworking American. And I don't know if this is a joke or not, because in hops it says American.
So I'm going to try to review this from the
lager perspective.
No, from like a coal region non-craft beer drinker perspective.
Okay, all right.
For me, I really like this. I think this is better than the FYI. By a landslide.
Oh, 100% it is.
I would drink this all the time. Like, this is something I would try to go get a six-pack of, or probably order online and have those on tap all day long. If the Hazel's in here, I mean, I'm waiting for you to, hopefully, you know, you're not going to go back up there for, you're coming back home again next weekend.
Next two weekends I'm home.
Yeah, so until I get my Hazel's in Hero again, we should do another... If you could find like a grocery store that sells them by like mix, just get we'll do we have to do like another sneaking in Hazel's and another Warhorse episode.
All right,
maybe get some newer ones. But I love that
brewery. I don't have a problem buying, like last time I was up, I bought four packs.
Yeah,
I don't have a problem doing that, but because I like their beers.
Yeah, they're so good.
They are. I will check and see. I think the branching out bottle just got some Warhorse up there.
Yeah.
And I have to go up that way Tuesday. So I'll stop in and see what they have and pick some up for a future show.
Yeah. So I really like Maze for Days. So I'll just give my score right off the bat. and I'm scoring this as a Pilsner.
Okay.
For me, this is a 4. I really like this Pilsner a lot.
This is a very solid Pilsner.
But I think if you gave this to a Coors Light drinker, a Miller Light drinker, they wouldn't like it.
I'll go out on a limb and say if you give that to a Coors Light or a Miller Light beer drinker,
I give them.
If you
FYT.
Give that to a Coors Light drinker, they might throw up.
I said
because
this,
they might throw up.
I give them the FYT.
So the FYT, I did say initially that I think this would be more on the realm of a everyday
domestic
beer.
Drinker.
The only problem is as I drank it and it sat on my tongue more, I'm not that hopness. It was there, but it doesn't bother me. But now thinking back on it, I think that would be tough for people too with the hoppiness.
A little bit. It had a little bit of a crispness to it too, and like that's like one thing like with a lager or a pilsner, like you have to have a little bit of that crispness. But I thought it like overstayed its welcome pretty much. Like imagine like the Incredible Hulk like going on your tongue and going like slamming it down with that crispness. That's how FYT Pils is to me. The Maze for Days doesn't do that for me at all.
Yeah. I really like Maze for Days. I wonder if that's the family who makes the beers on the can.
That'd be really cool if it is.
It's a lot of dudes with beards. Yeah, I love this beer. This is a fucking good beer.
That's,
I like this a lot.
That is definitely an easy drinker. I would definitely seek this out again. Yeah. I would sit with you on this one too, Tony, with a 4.
Yeah.
That's a
great Pilsner.
I don't know, something about corn in Pilsners or lagers. It just does something. You know,
the only other Pilsner that I think this beats for me, my last Pilsner that I had was that I really, really liked was from Breakin' Brew Company.
Oh, Breaker, okay.
Yeah, Breaker's Pilsner was really good. The
Santa Fe.
Santa Fe was really good, but I think Maze for Days is my new favorite Pilsner. Local craft Pilsner, Maze for Days is up there for me.
They really have to bring their gimmicks back again, like the Breakfast Club, but they actually did a Pitfall, like, IPA, and they actually have, like, the can design, like, Pitfall from the Atari 2600. Yeah. I was like, I wanted to go and get it, but...
I keep forgetting... they do cask beers on Saturdays, and I always end up going up there on a Sunday and seeing that on the menu, and it's like,
son of a bitch.
Everything kind of slows down, man, I'd love for, like, Saturdays, just, like, we get, like, a group of us to go up to a brewery, hang out for the day, and then, like, when we come back the next week, like, even if we all buy, like, a 4-pack and just split, and we each all donate one to the show. And
we
then,
talked about doing... A brewery tour.
So here's a cool thing too. Well, obviously COVID ruined that as well. But we have contact with a guy through Andrew who has his own bus company. So you throw him a couple bucks. He has like a bunch of different vans or buses, and we all jump in the van and we all jump in the bus, and then he'll take us to any breweries we want to do. Andrew does it all the time. So we have transportation where we can say like, hey, we have. Between after we get our crew in there, we may have 6 seats or 4 seats.
And believe me, we have a bunch of people that would actually be interested in that.
Yeah, and then
in
you
the area too.
And then or you could say is, hey, meet us there. This is where we're gonna be these weekends, and then we can have like a Bangin' Beers meetup party. And this way, if we get like 20-30 people to show up at a bar or a brewery in like Harrisburg, Hazleton, Wilkes-Barre. We're slamming them with business, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But we can't really do that now with the COVID. And if we show up at a place 30 deep and they're like, oh my god,
we're over capacity.
Yeah. So I don't want to do that yet and make it inconvenience for the. I mean, I'm sure they love the money, but it's just making it like because everybody was going to want to hang out with each other and we want to be safe and not, you know what I mean, do that whole thing. So it is something that we are looking to do in the future once this everything calms down. Possibly after election.
Now Tony and I have actually been to Breaker Brewing quite a few times when we picked up some beers from there.
We went and got beers and had some meals and stuff too.
I'm telling you, the next time you go there, you have to stop by the Georgetown Deli though.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right.
We have to get a Liquid Noise again soon too.
But yeah, that's like a. I think that's the. They call it the church. At one point, they were doing that
actually,
for the longest time.
That originally was a church with a Catholic school attached. And when you're in the bar room, that is the building that used to be the school. And right mm-hmm. next door, the brewery is in what used to be the church.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if they changed it with the seating restrictions during Corona, but it used to be, I can't remember if it was, it had to be Sunday, that the bar room wasn't open. So if you went there, there's actually tables on the floor in the brewery. You're surrounded by all the giant stainless steel brewing vessels. And
cool.
Like I,
yeah, that's
you,
what
you, you turn yeah. around and you can watch the stuff percolate in the land. The temperature gauges. And you're right there.
It was pretty wild, you know, going in there and you see like it's like the actual tap room, and then you can like there's the in between area where there's like seating, and then you walk in, and then lo and behold, it was like all industrial, like in this huge building in the back. It's pretty wild.
Mm-hmm.
And ironically enough, I really like Breaker because. Well, there's a story where I was getting beer for the show at one point, and here, like, I see in my rearview mirror, I go, holy shit. It was like one of my, like this, this girl was smoking hot, and what I mean by that, she had a nice butt, so, yeah.
How'd you see that while you were driving?
Hey, I don't miss a trick, man. You think I might miss a few tricks, but that one, wow. I'd say top five, like, in my lifetime.
So it makes their beer better for you?
Well, it's just like, man, only if I, like, would have, like, stuck around and just, like, stayed there for a little while longer. But seriously, though, like, it was pretty wild. Pretty wild, man.
All right. There is no write-up for the Oktoberfest.
This is just straightforward Marzen.
Hold on. Actually, I'm not even finding the Marzen on...
Our favorite German malts were selected and used in the mash.
Oh, you found it.
Yep, to create a crisp and refreshing lager beer. We enjoy an Oktoberfest that has more toasty and bready malt flavors, and this beer presents that.
All right. What is the overall check-ins and stuff?
I have 137 check-ins total, with an average of 4.0. 5.5 ABV.
Yeah, see, when I go on their page and I type in Mars and it comes up Maze for Days.
You have to do it as Oktoberfest.
Yeah, type in Oktoberfest right after Warwick Farms.
Took me a little bit too, so.
Yep, there it is.
Here we go. Dark looking beer, you know what I mean? Like dark Oktoberfest, typical, you know, traditional looking beer. Okay, I really smell caramel notes in this bad boy. This is actually okay.
I have no idea what that is.
What is
that?
I think it's the name of the beer.
Yeah, it's like all the fancy German flavor, German font, Marzen. Right.
That's a good Oktoberfest.
Yeah, yeah. I was really surprised at this one then too. It's something else.
So,
yeah.
It's really really good. I'll initially just quick of the tongue 3.75 for me. It's not. Wow. It's not Yingling, it's not. It's not War. It's not War Horse, and it's not Brew Daddy. But it's really, really good.
It's right there with me too. Like just even having this, just like you know, like I'll go. You know, quick at the tongue here as
this,
well.
This would be top five. This is easily top five. I know next week is our heaviest hitting episode when it comes to Oktoberfest.
Mm-hmm.
But the caramel, the malty, and the bread is all there.
Mm-hmm.
This is really, really good.
This is definitely one of those Marzens that you can absolutely drink all day. Like, it's one of those smooth ones. I would say, like, Brew Daddy is definitely the number one.
Yeah, so far.
I would say this would definitely be, like, a number two or three.
I'd go War Horse number two for me.
You know what? Yeah, you're right. I'll go, you know, alternate either, you know, different positions.
I think Yingling's a little better than this, too.
Okay.
This is my top five, though, so far.
I like this a lot. It's a little heavier than a normal Marzen.
Yeah, it's almost just like a porter.
I'm okay with that.
Mm-hmm.
Malty, I get big caramel hits on this.
Mm-hmm.
Nice, smooth finish.
It feels like you're doing work.
I give it a four.
It's a fantastic, yeah. 3.75, four for me, yep.
This is good
stuff.
I gave
it a four.
Yeah. It's a fantastic Oktoberfest.
It feels like you're doing work, and you're enjoying the work that they put into that.
It's really
you're
good.
Drinking that.
I would be very interested to see what Warwick Farms does in the porter or stout game.
I didn't really see a whole lot of that on their site when I ordered, so I was like, you know what, let's just go a simple, safe route when it comes to it. So IPA, double, unfiltered pills, you know, corn, maize.
So just kind of looking pills. Here, they have the juicy pills. Mm-hmm. I don't know what's in production still, but they have juicy pills, which averages a 4. Super Citra. I had Super Citra. Super Citra was really good. Mm-hmm. I've had that one before. There's one called Dangerous Dan. That's hilarious. everybody knows a Dan, right? They do have one called Toast and Coffee. It's a stout. Mm-hmm. I probably would not be a fan of that just because of the coffee. Just trying to see what else. A lot of IPA. They're very hype IPA heavy.
Mm-hmm. I kind of went with a little safe route when it came to it. Like,
I'd like to try some of the New England IPAs.
Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, senior, we didn't get you a stout.
Oh, but sorry. I've had their Cloud Sabro or Sabro.
Sabro, yeah.
That was fantastic. Juicy Moon, Lemon Shandy.
Oh, wow, they do a Shandy.
So, holy shit. The Super Galaxy and the mm-hmm. Super Sabro, mm-hmm. they all look like luchador masks. So I'm guessing they may be wrestling fans, mm-hmm. but that would be really cool to try to get that series again. I don't know if that's something that's gone already. But like they have Super Tobaz, Super Simcoe, Super Galaxy, where it's like the hop profile.
Variants on mm-hmm.
Yeah,
on the
and every one looks like a luchador mask.
There
and
you
a
go,
hop.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that looks really cool. Lucid Delusions, that's a cool name.
They have some really wild names like Impossible Illusion. They kind of do like that, you know, hit hard with like the double eye. Like then you have like Tiki Transfusion. Like it's kind of like they're like Stan Lee beers, like Peter Parker. Or, you know what I mean? Like
yeah,
they do a peanut butter chocolate stout.
Ooh,
if they still have it in production.
Yeah, I'm looking at their what if like if you were on their website right now. And what you can pick up or order. So they have a pastime. It looks like a baseball can, like a baseball on a can, mm-hmm. and that is available for drive-through pickup the weekend October 23rd. And that is a American IPA 4-pack for $15. Not a bad price. They have the Brewer's Reserve Nightmare series. It's an imperial stout. That one's out of stock though. The peanut butter chocolate stout is available in 4-packs. That one's $22. So that one's there. The Workshop series is there. The Certain Conclusion Hazy IPA, another Workshop series, number 13. Mozak, which looks looks like the Yellow Submarine can. A Chai Stout, Imperial Chai Stout.
Ooh, that's interesting.
That's interesting. A Cabin Campfire Stout. And their stouts are in cans, which is interesting.
That's mm-hmm. got to be a marshmallow to it.
Yeah. But a four
smoked stout. That
or s'mores, yeah.
Yeah. A four pack, if you buy a 4-pack and go pick it up, it's a 4-pack is $16.
Hmm. And that's not terrible.
And they're
at
big
all.
Cans like this, which is not bad at all.
They're just outside of Doylestown.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're like outside the Philly area, which is really nice. So like Tony, I have a little bit of time if you really ever really want to go
point. I'm going to check out the so these are all available for pickup. I don't know what like ordering it.
Well, I have time off. I'm taking like half days like every other Friday at this
point. The problem is during the week I have to be back at a certain time mm-hmm. for my shows at night. And I don't want to risk driving super far out and then getting caught up and then being back super late and then still have to sit up and do my show prep.
Well, here's the thing. Like, we'd be doing Fridays, and it'd be like a 1:30 time, like, every other Friday, depending.
Well, yeah, but if it's like a two-hour drive out and a two-hour drive back.
3, 4, 5, yeah. No, I get you, yeah.
Yeah, you're looking at least an hour and a half to hour and 45 minutes.
I'm just rounding up to 2 hours, yeah.
Yeah, hours easy.
Yeah, so I would be the entire time I'd be stressing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no.
I'm just saying, I'm just knowing me. To wrap up here, this Oktoberfest is so far out of all I had, it's in the top five.
Yeah,
it's
definitely in the top five.
Brew Daddy, and it's not because Brew Daddy welcomed us in, and it sure helped. I'm not gonna know, but it was a really good Oktoberfest.
Yeah, they did a good job on theirs. Yeah. This one just from Can just being like, hey, we're gonna try your stuff out. This is definitely it. Like I would say to you, Tony, it's a top five.
This lineup is a slam dunk. I'm very, very excited to see what else they have to offer in their beer game. It is pickup only, so that kind of sucks that you can't really get it shipped to you. I understand it's tough, but yeah, there's definitely some. I'd love to try to shut the campfire or stuff like that, but
I think that might be a smoked stout then too. I don't know for certain because they're
on the radar, man. Warwick's definitely on our radar now. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize how much Warwick I had before this episode started. And when I start going through their beers, I realize how many check-ins I've had. And I gave them all high scores. I liked every single one I've had from them.
Yeah, I kind of scoffed them a little bit. But now, like, just having this, like, safe, comfortable, you know, lineup that we've had with them, like, definitely get them.
I think two of the beers I got from the Budwashes were Warwick.
Okay.
The Super Simcoe and the... There was another one I said that I got from
them. Yeah, because I can see with the luchador masks, you were like, yeah, okay.
Yeah, I just went back and looked. These are the first five I've had from them.
Really?
So, yeah, so...
Clean sleep for you, Bob.
Good rollout.
Way to dip your feet in that bad boys.
How do you check what you've had from the one brewery?
So you're on... Can you get to this page?
Yeah.
When you get there, click on more info.
Oh, and you, yeah. What, I have. I've had nine of their beers. I've had Oktoberfest
on the brewery.
So
page.
Yeah. So go to any of their beers and get yourself to the brewery page.
I've had their Clad Zebra. I had Super Citra versus Super Mosaic.
Okay.
I had their FY Pills, and a Mole Stout by them.
Mole
Stout.
We definitely did. That was a whole totally different thing when it came to it.
Yeah, I had their Mole Stout, and then these five.
Yeah. Yeah, dude, they're a good brewery, man. Pennsylvania killing it. Definitely keep them on the radar. Hopefully, you know, they get that tap room open. I think they'll do very well, depending on how... I mean, obviously, if they're out a bit in farmland, it'll be tough for people to travel out there, but they make good beers. That Pilsner's fantastic. These two IPAs were unbelievable. It seems like that IPA is definitely what they lean on. What they make in their series, but I like how, especially for someone who doesn't know how to make beer, know anything about the beer making process, I really, really, really like when breweries do a series where it's just one hop in the beer.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, when I drink it, I'm like, oh, that's what that one hop tastes like, because they put 30 hops in one beer, and you're like, I get a hint of that, a hint of this. Where when they do the series, like, this is this hop, this hop, this hop, it's like, okay, now when I have this hop in the future, I know that that hop is the one that's pulling out strongest for me.
Very similar to, like, combinations from, like, Other Half and also Benny Brewing Company when we had their bombs with the lactose.
This would definitely, I mean, hopefully, I don't know if they'll ever listen to this, Warwick, but we would 100%. Whenever obviously COVID goes away, we'd love to come up if you're ever interested in having a podcast there. These are some good beers. I like them a lot. With that being said, let's do what we do here. We'll start with Ben. What's your beer of the night? Tiki Transfusion. Bob. The Oktoberfest is really good.
Yeah.
But I think just because of that 8.2 and how smooth that is, I'm going to also agree with you guys and go Tiki Transfusion.
Yeah, that's definitely one. You definitely don't want to sleep on that. That's definitely a good trademark double IPA. It's one of the very few IPAs that you can really get, double IPAs at least, you can really get into. And it's really a nice, flavorful, you know, like, at least for me, it puts me into the summertime, at least. That's just me.
We'll start with Bob. You're number two.
Number two.
Impossible.
I would go with the Tiki, but since I can't, I'll go with the Impossible Illusion, because for me, they almost taste identical. The Tiki had a little bit.
I'm going to vote it, which was put there, but would that be also your vote, or would you go somewhere else?
No, I would definitely go I would probably either go either between these two.
Yeah.
Man.
These.
I hate to not, like, here's pick where, either one of those have them not show up.
I'm going
to
be honest. I mean? That's definitely third place. One of those are third place. For me, personally, I mean, the Oktoberfest was amazing, but I really like that Pilsner. If I had to predict, I think, the way it's going to go, I think the Oktoberfest is probably going to last slide in third, but I think for me the maze would be.
I'll go with that one then too because I really enjoyed this one.
I think it's
going
to be a two-way tie between those two for the Oktoberfest.
I can't go for the Oktoberfest because I brought it that number one.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
So I would go with that one.
Yeah.
Maze for Days.
Yeah.
Simply by default.
Yeah. So Marzen has my vote for number three. Not that it matters, but
yeah.
But still, a very great lineup by Warwick. Like, I mean, I know it's one of our safer bets, mm-hmm. but at the same time, though, like, it's a great lineup.
Well, here's the thing.
Like,
for our show, we kind of took not a huge backseat to IPAs, but we did for a little bit. You know what I mean?
Well, that was the whole thing.
We were doing every week. We were doing like two or three new trails, and we were doing this and doing like we were very, very heavy IPA.
Yeah.
And then we got more into porters and stouts, and we've been kind of really mixing it up really well.
Elaborating on deviating from other styles. Yeah.
In a long, long time, these are two IPAs that has really rocked us. Where it's like, wow, that's impressive.
It's decent. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I agree with that.
And
then not only that, would figure, hey, ordering just like the Oktoberfest, why
plus,
not
yeah,
go with
plus
the other
time
stuff?
Of year, the time of year we kind of lean toward different flavored mm-hmm. beers.
I would say Marzen's an honorable mention in
Marzen
this aspect.
This is not even a knock to the FYT Pills.
Beer can.
FYT Pills was a great, great beer. So don't get it twisted that we're saying it wasn't good. But these first four were all bangers.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the whole lineup is above average. These are all solid,
definitely.
Good beers. There is nothing bad to say about anything in that lineup.
And my buddy typically he's just like a hard ass when it comes to like with beer, you know, trying different beers out, and he's just like, Warwick Farm, man, you got to try it out. And I'm like, you know what? Screw it. I want to really try them out.
I think you should listen to your friend more because he has good taste. That's a good lineup. So we have the can art. So we have this tiki. This is very other half-isk right here, these two cans, where it's just like a pattern. Then we have, I'll say the boys, the good old boys, sitting on their tractor.
Having a beer.
I think that's going to be my pick for can art of the night. But I'll tell you what, though. If it came to... I mean, I love the good old boys. I think it's a fun can art, but if
it's like
it can't,
it's like the Charlie Daniels band does beer.
It does.
Yeah. Yeah.
Only thing is if all four of these can arts were sitting on Warwick Farm's wall and it's saying on a t-shirt, like all four of these are on a t-shirt, which one am I buying the t-shirt?
You're going to get a cream t-shirt of this one.
Nope. I'm going Pills.
Oh, okay.
The eagle with a beer in its claws.
Yeah.
Oh. I'd put that on. That's how I vote for can art. I usually go for what I would wear in a t-shirt.
Yeah, I think I would go with that one too. Like all the other ones are a little bit iffy.
I think they're great can arts.
They just belong on the can though. That's exactly what I'm saying. Yeah.
Just saying how I vote. I vote for like what I'd wear in a t-shirt. I think they're all great can arts. But that's my pick. So, Bob, what would your pick be?
I'm probably gonna go here.
I
would not wear this on a t-shirt, but
I
like it. it was close. This gives me like a SpongeBob vibe.
It does.
It does. Yeah, for real.
But I'm gonna go with this one.
So we're tied up at first for FYT Pills and Maze for Days. The two Pilsners can art so far.
You're gonna have a tie, because as much as I'd like to go with the Eagle. Yingling's got the eagle.
Yeah.
I wouldn't put the good old boys on a t-shirt, but I would put this logo on a t-shirt.
Ooh, the Oktoberfest.
That Oktoberfest would look cool on a t-shirt.
Bright white t-shirt.
If I was wearing that on a shirt and people were like, what is that? I'd be like,
people would say, what the fuck is that?
And I'd say,
that's Warwick Farms Oktoberfest.
Read it.
You got to read it. You got to be able to speak German. Oktoberfest. I think that's a pretty cool label.
It's very cool.
I could easily vote for the Eagle, but then I would be doing Yingling a disservice.
That is traditional as fuck. Yeah. Like that's like you're literally getting into like the old style font. Like we have to look up the name of the font on the internet
for me, logo, t-shirt, if I'm going to wear it, that would be it.
That gives me a stroke trying to figure out what it says.
It's as readable as your
That's your
skull guy.
That's your impossible illusion right there.
There you go.
Trying to read that.
There you go.
It's like German heavy metal.
Yeah.
All right, Ben, you're the tiebreaker. What are you going for, beer, can art of the night?
Well, without a question, just because
you're going to go with the cheater that stole from Yingling.
Just a good old boy.
No, he's going good old boys. I like
just
it.
Just a good old boy.
It's a good pick.
It is a good can. It's just so simple. Like, it's that oldie time photo. I really like it. Like, it does belong on a can. Like, it's something that are like, hey, let's do this and do an oldie time, you know, an oldie time photo, and you know, screw it. We're gonna do our own thing.
Yeah, I'm interested, man. It is every time I have like a brewery like this, we do a showcase. I'm like, man, I'd love to meet the people who make this stuff. You know what I mean? I just think it's fun.
We had a lot of people when it came to it, like really, like be interested in all that too.
Dude,
we've
met scientists. You know, with Mellow Mink, he's like a scientist/doctor/pharmacist.
He's a pharmacist, yeah. Because when I posted in the group chat, he was just like, hey, get your free flu shot, but you get $4 off all your beers. I'm like, holy shit.
He's a
smart
he's a smart dude.
And then we met
Liquid Noise, and they're just a bunch of rock stars. Like,
yeah, he's an electrician then too, and he lined up the whole building with all like their lights and all, and then they're trying to get that other building, that like the other section of the building too.
I feel like if we go to Warwick, it would be like classic rock and banjo music, and I think I would be into it. Like, I don't know.
Bluegrass.
I would say heavy country music, but these guys like would be like one of those types. Like, you don't, I mean, you might not care for their music, but they'll be like, hey, you're cool guys. So
I'd probably put a dip in.
Crap.
And I've never done that in my life.
They'd be like, hey, just enjoy our shit. Go from there, guys. Like,
listen, Warwick, great lineup. Good job. The Warwick boys and girls, whoever's involved, you have a great team up there. You make great beers. I'm a fan of it. It was a good Sunday lineup. Ben, what do you got to plug?
What do I got to plug? Well, on my escapades yesterday, the Beer You Are guys are looking to do another episode with us, and I have some highly coveted beers that they would like to try out, fruited sours. But other than that, nothing really. It was just like a good Saturday, good Saturday yesterday for me. But I mean, other than that, we're still rocking. What did I do? I called my two like buddies from college up.
Okay.
Out of the blue, and talked to my one buddy for like almost two hours. Same for the other one too. Just kind of catch up.
Cool.
Tell them like, hey, just checking up on you.
Cool.
And they were really cool about it overall.
Maybe we'll have the beer You Are guys up for a Sunday episode. We'll do it that way. We'll have them up for a Sunday episode.
Yeah, they're kind of looking forward, because I did post some stuff that I had last night. King's Brewing and a Urban South Houston, Texas lineup. It was a banana s'mores fruited sour. And wow, that was something. That was something else. And I then I switch over to a White Claw tangerine. I'm like, you don't want to get that. You don't want to get that. It's okay, but nah, you don't want to drink that. I gave that like a really low rating too.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But other than that, you know, I'm doing my thing. You know, I'll post different stuff on Bangin' Beers, and we'll go.
Yeah, the community's been doing good, man. A lot of cool reviews are going up there, so thank you guys for contributing to that as well. If you want to join us over on Facebook, the community page, and do your own beer reviews, either you want to type them in, take a photo, or go live, go for it, man. Have fun with it.
And I was saying to Bob on Friday, just literally one more thing. I did snag a stout that I have been talking about for a very long time that I want all you guys to try out. You may or may not like it, but you're going to have it.
Maybe we'll sneak. We have some bottled stouts in the fridge that we're sitting on here, and then we have one back there that I usually don't mind doing stouts when they're older. I do want to get away from sitting on stuff for a long period of time. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to be like, oh, well, here's a fresh lineup.
Not everything's meant to age.
Yeah, exactly. So I definitely want to get away from that. So what bottles we do have, we will start busting out and getting rid of. And you know, I'm even getting to the point, because like I said, I really want to try the Tattered Flag Heat ones that we signed the waiver and stuff for, but just the way things worked out, we never had a chance to do it. So that may be something we do on the community page and not so much on the episode.
Mm-hmm. Like you were saying before,
internal damage from heat, that's scary. That blends in with Halloween.
Yeah.
I would definitely say, like when you were saying about bonus content, I really want to break those two bottles out.
Well, if we're gonna do it, we gotta do it really soon, because they're getting old.
Let's I think we should do I really think we should really push that up for the Halloween.
Maybe we'll do them and they will be a
bonus content.
It won't be filmed, but we'll do them and we'll do something like we'll take a photo and just say, hey, we tried this after the cameras ended on the show.
We got to record that one, because hey, if I had to sign a fucking waiver for it, man, like we got to at least record the reaction, see how everybody squirms about it. Like we got to do that at least.
We'll see how it goes. We'll see.
Yeah.
But like I said, I just don't want to keep putting out older beers. I'm not saying we're a professional review team, but it's just like when we're sitting on beers too long, it doesn't look good for us that we're putting out older beers all the time. So we just gotta, and that's why I said we gotta be careful how much we're buying all the time too. Like we can't just keep
even I'm clearing shit out too. Like I get it, you know what I mean? It doesn't make sense.
That is definitely coming up. We're gonna sneak one pumpkin in next Friday that Bob just brought. But what do you got going on, Bob?
Work. I'll plug both the Tamaqua breweries there. Again, you're in the area, stop by. They both do great stuff. Stoker's in town, Revere on the edge of town going towards Coldale.
They both sit in restaurants too? You can get food there? Or like a food truck?
Most Fridays and Saturdays, Stoker's has a food truck there. He's been serving like a small stuff like hot dogs, kielbasa on days that he doesn't have a truck.
Oh, wow, kielbasa. Wow, holy shit.
It depends, you know, what he has each day, but he's and then
we went once, was it Stoker's?
Yeah, we went to Stoker's, but it was like table super sitting? Packed.
Those are all actually, he had those all imported from Germany. Those are, I forget what year it was, but they were actual real Oktoberfest tables.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
We went there, it was so busy, you couldn't get a beer. It was just so packed. But
yeah,
and I never really got to experience it, so I'd love to go there, and I might sneak up there during the week.
And the food situation, if you go to Revere, the other half of their building is a restaurant. The people that own the brewery are friends with people that own the restaurant, so there's a good relationship there. You can order anything on the menu, and they'll carry it over to you.
That's awesome.
And then they also have started, like, it's a Mexican restaurant, so they they have some small food things on the brewery side that the restaurant doesn't normally serve. They started making pizzas. They do the hot dog thing sometimes. There's always something available to eat at both of them.
Cool. Yeah, I may try to sneak up there one of these days during the week.
That's another thing. It's Stoker's too. They're right downtown. They'll let you call out to any restaurant in town, and they can deliver it to you right there while you're eating.
Cool.
Talk about Tamaqua doing some good stuff there, man.
Tamaqua and Pottsville are going to be mecca soon. They're going to have a lot of cool little places to go to and experience stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You have now. Usually, we don't see you for it's like a 2 week period. We get you for every 2 weeks. You have any breweries you're going to experience anytime soon?
We were going to go to. Oh no, I'm having a brain fart.
You're saying I think you were saying Hudson Valley area.
Well, that's the next road trip. Okay. When we're actually going to take a vacation for that, but we were going to go to Rusty Rail.
Nice. Okay.
And then we were actually going to go yesterday, and then it was a crazy week of work, and I had to go in for like 5 hours yesterday, so that shot the trip down.
Yeah.
The next weekend the missus doesn't work. We'll see if we can reschedule that. But
there you go. Yeah,
we're going to. Next week is Halloween, right?
Yeah. Next week is Halloween.
Next week on Saturday, I'm going to Eastern State Penitentiary. We're going to do a ghost tour of the prison. But we're going to probably try to shoot up earlier in the day. And it'll be me and Andrew, so two of us will be represented. But we're going to try to maybe sneak into a brewery up in the Philly area. So maybe we'll check us out on the content on the group page. Maybe we'll have some cool little reviews of beers and stuff while we're...
Yards is not far from there.
Really?
Yeah.
That sounds good to me. I like it.
I don't know, but Human Robot is one that they really have been putting out some really good stuff.
Yeah.
They also have, they usually do like a Crowler or like Glass combo, but their stuff is Transformers. So
okay.
If you go to,
I don't know if you can get
Rusty Rails go on a Sunday. They do a brunch. Make a reservation. I think they open like 11:30 on Sunday. They have a limited brunch menu, but it's really good. And then you can get flights of beer or mimosas.
Good thing to know.
But I would make a reservation.
I would love to just go out for like a weekend to Philly.
Down to Philly?
Philly's
tough right now.
I'm saying once it's all clear.
Yeah, up. I was talking to a friend of mine who lives in Philly, and Philly is tough right now. I think they're only doing outside seating.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I can't sit outside right now. It's
depending on the spike, and now the weather's starting to turn. Depending on the spike percentages, Philly may be in even more trouble. So
yeah.
You're definitely seeing a lot of those like those heat lamps. A lot of people, it's one of those like shitty like news stations that they do, like not like Dateline, but it's like at, like way before Dateline, like it hits that 7-8 o'clock hour.
Yeah.
They were saying about, oh hey, well, good luck finding a heat lamp because all of them are sold out because they're trying to get people to, you know, they're trying to get people to go outside and do their business.
Well,
a lot of
these small businesses and bars like and restaurants and breweries. By the time they were able to start doing anything, it started getting chillier. So it's like, okay, we can do the outdoor seating thing. Mm-hmm. But now it's getting to the point where in Pennsylvania, man, if we get a bad winter, that's not happening.
But that's like a at Stoker's. I don't know how many he has out back, but out front he's got one out there with the sidewalk seating, one of the big cast iron stoves.
Yep.
So the thing about it with these, I don't know how strict the LCB is, but your liquor license is. You tell them what you want licensed, what part of your building you want licensed, and that's what you get licensed. If you're not licensed for your backyard, you can't go back outside in your backyard. Your liquor license doesn't extend out there.
It's crazy how much this pandemic has changed things.
Yeah, unless the liquor control board said we're gonna look past that for now because of the pandemic, that's a different story. But
yeah definitely,
it's tough. I just can't see.
Definitely a lot of changes, a lot of like revamped like ways and, you know, to actually get away from code and all that other, like, not really get away from code,
then you got the governor
be creative about it,
being a dick about, especially with bars and restaurants and
well, the big thing is limited if you are listening to this show and you want to still support breweries or local businesses or even bars, the big thing is if you're like, hey, I want to get a six pack and maybe some food tonight. Like, there's a lot of places that will do like order, pick up, and leave. Because the idea of maybe sitting indoors even in the winter, that may go away again. You know what I mean? We may go back to that where it's kind of like we can't do that anymore. So, for example, Black Diamond, go in there. They have a lot of craft beer. Go get your and they'll be like, hey, you know, pick out some of our craft beers. We'll make a mix of six
some
for
type
you.
Of special, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely keep, and if breweries are doing the thing where you can go online and order and keep that in mind when you're making your purchases and you're looking to spend some money, especially even distributions. Keep your distributions open because all that stuff can go away, man, because it's tough for them to make money
that,
right now.
You got to realize is even though they may turn around and say, okay, we're going to open up unrestricted or whatever, there's a lot of people out there that are still skeptical about going out, so they're not going to go out. And that's another thing you have to take into consideration is even though they may relax the restrictions, people might still be concerned. But there are ways you can support local bars and restaurants with takeout, pickup, and delivery.
Wash your hands, wear your masks.
They're changing the game on trying to stay in business, so you know the pickup and delivery and stuff. Utilize it. You know, I try and go out maybe once a week to support. Can't afford to do it every night, but
it's tough.
At least you're
trying to do
it
at least once a week.
Yeah, at least you're doing something. Yeah,
yeah, we do that too. She works every other weekend, and so she works 3 days 1 week, 4 days the next week, whatever. So they're someplace up by work, up in Hazleton, will stop 1 week, and then someplace down here the other, but at least once a week we always hit someplace local and get something to eat.
All right, well, that'll do it for Banging Beers. Just remember, support your local business, man. Support your bars, your distributions, support your local breweries, man. They make great beers and we don't want them to go away. because we would have nothing to drink. So
yeah, definitely.
So keep that in mind. Thank you guys next time. We'll see you next week. We're Bangin' Beers Podcast. We're out of here.
Peace out.
See
you later, guys and ladies.
Bangin' Beers, time to bang some beers. Bangin' Beers, time to bang some beers. If you got some beers to bring, you know we're always down to hang. One or two or three more, come see what we've got in store. A beer for you and a beer for me, one and one, and that makes three. So if you think you're down to hang, come and join the banging gang. Bangin' Beers, time to bang some beers. Bangin' Beers, time to bang some beers.